send a warm happy birthday out to Tina. When Esther first saw the Armenian man, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on a curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed. And his hollow-eyed stare, he said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl. She stared at the bucket, bewildered, until he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. He saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked at me. Esther tried in vain to pacify the mob. Quibble Bruce's back, to wrangle, then to brawl. The frenzy of congregation struggled desperately to fetch the pretty puppet snugly nestled deep in Esther's leather sack. Through the window of the church, a storm began to rage, and Esther knew the time had come to flee. She scurried down the aisle toward the doorway in the distance, and out into the rainstorm where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder, and her skirt began to billow, until finally her feet began to live. And two rows above the houses, and the people, and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills, and the valleys and treetops, she'd flutter and glide, soaring and turning, suspended on air, with the earth far below her, she'd tumble and dive through the clouds. Thank you.
Tranquil and motionless sleep.